things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to week 9 edition of Bleeding Green and Gold. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
The Father and Son Podcast, and unfortunately, it's not good news.
Not sunny skies in Packerland.
No, and unlike last week where you said, I'm okay with the loss. I was okay with this loss better than some of our wins.
Not the case in this situation.
So the Packers lose to the Colts at home 31-26.
And don't let that score deceive you. That's a lot of garbage time. It was not that close.
Yeah, that is very true. All right, first things first. What are you drinking?
I am drinking Coke mixed with Crown Royal honey.
Yeah, I was going to have some, and I just took a little swig of it, and it's just like way too sweet for this old guy.
What are you drinking?
I got whiskey and water. So, you know, a good old Wisconsin drink, you know.
Your old man drink.
You got to get...
You need the water right in there.
Hydrate it.
So you don't have a hangover.
By midnight tonight.
By midnight.
So, what's your question?
I have a question to kick things off.
All right, let me mull this over again.
All right. Is it time to panic?
No.
No?
No, I am... One of the things I've been thinking about this game since we watched it and everything, and...
When are we recording this?
Tuesday evening. I think that it's almost like the whole team, including the coaching. It's just like that game alone. I'm not going to try and spread it out to the other games. They just really didn't. They looked discombobulated. And McCarthy going for a 2-point. Why? You didn't. Not there.
And like you said, if you kind of look at this game in a bottle, don't look at it in the, you know, from the perspective of the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
We always have a game every season where we poop the bed against the team we should have beat, and we just look horrible on every side,
on all
every
facets.
Aspect of
yep.
the ball.
Yep, I agree.
And so maybe that's this game.
I don't know. I hate to see it when you come back home after a tough loss, but it was not. It was tough. I mean, because the Colts really look like the better team throughout.
Yeah. And, well, we talked about it before the game. I was telling you how I like to go to the other team's website, like their forum or like subreddit, that kind of thing, and just kind of see how they're talking about the upcoming game. And I told you before the game started, they want this win. Mm-hmm. The team wanted this win. They thought they needed it. We did not have that same emotion.
No, we did not.
And mm-hmm. it really showed. We picked it up a little at the end,
mm-hmm.
trying to score fast, and you saw something good there, glimpse of hope. But mm-hmm. for most of the game, we didn't have the same emotion they were playing with.
Okay, so let's talk about the play calling.
Play calling. So for 2 weeks in a row, we had success with the short passes to Ty Montgomery and Davante Adams. So this game, we abandon it altogether until the game is almost over. Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I mean, it wasn't just the players. It seemed to me like there's plenty of blame to go around on the coaching staff, too.
Yeah. So, last 2 weeks, offense looking better. We spread the ball around. A lot of different receivers. A lot of different personnel to confuse them. Dynamic mm-hmm. personnel packages. Not so much this week. Why?
I don't know. I don't
Why?
Know.
Why? Why won't McCarthy stick with what is working?
Well, you got his number. Text him and ask him.
All right. So, we can put my soapbox away. I used it up for the week. Why or what do you think? I got in the mindset of asking why. What?
I guess. Why?
What do you think of the going for two at that point
in
the game?
It's like you're back when you're like 4 years old. Why? Because that's why they have to do it. Why?
Why?
It's obvious that I'm not a fan. I already said it. I thought that was a wasted play.
I don't care if you already said it. This is on the podcast now. Now it's recorded.
I
you
said
say
it earlier
again.
In the podcast.
No, you didn't.
I did too.
I don't think so.
You want to?
Yeah, it might have been in your head.
You want to put money on it?
How much money?
$10.
Psh, too rich for my blood.
I don't think it was a good move. I mean, especially you're getting some momentum back. And then you go and you take a risky play. It wasn't needed at that point.
Yeah, and I've seen both sides of it. I was going to put up a poll on the Facebook group, see what other people thought. And I just, you know, didn't. And
I noticed.
So we both feel like you score, you should get some momentum. Momentum we hadn't had up to that point. Take the extra point. Keep the momentum going.
Right.
Because if you miss the 2 point, it's just a killer. I saw a lot of people commenting, and they were saying that you go for two right away. Because if you miss it, you know what you have ahead of you. You know you have to score two touchdowns to win. And that's their thinking behind it. It's two schools of thought.
But I don't think it's finite, though. I mean, you have to go with the tempo of the game. But we were finally getting some momentum, and then we the bed. So... No, I'm not a fan at all.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out, so we're right, McCarthy's wrong. Nah, 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 nah. You want to talk about the offense?
It was not good. There are so many points in there, and number one guy on offense, Aaron Rodgers. What happened? Who put the blinders on him?
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard because you're excited that he's throwing better than we saw. He's not missing behind guys. So you want to, you know, be like, Rodgers is back. But he's missing open guys.
Yep. He's just staring down receivers, and he's got other guys open.
Yeah, we have some listener mail we'll talk about later on. But we had someone at the game telling us, you have guys wide open for short passes, you know, moving the ball down the field, and Rodgers is ignoring them to pass it down for the big play. So I don't know. It's frustrating. Whole game was frustrating on offense besides a drive or two at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Garbage time. So make no mistake, despite the inane ramblings of Phil Sims, who I know we're both a fan of, this was not a good defense we were playing.
No.
We should have had a good game offensively.
And we just never really got that, like you said, towards the latter part of the game. Yeah, garbage time. But other than that, we never really got any momentum. We never got things kind of clicking, it just floors me.
It does. Ty Montgomery had another good game at running back and wide receiver.
Yep.
And so I was happy with that. He broke three or four longer runs.
Yeah.
So he looks good. He had that one where you brought up how slow he was running. It was the most patient run. Even when he's 10 yards past the line of scrimmage, he's still, you know, just kind of waiting for his blocks. It was an interesting run. Janice, I know your daughter, my sister, Jenny, big fan of Janice in recent weeks. At this point, when are we going to give up on the guy?
Well, I think part of what saved him is injuries.
He is athletic. He's a fast guy, strong guy, but
he dropped that one. Was it right in the start of the third quarter, I think?
The bomb down the sideline.
He should have had it. It was right there.
Yeah.
And that could have been a big game changer.
Off his hands.
Yep.
Every time he gets his chance, it seems like he messes up.
And there are guys like that. They just can't handle it. But they won't be giving up on him anytime soon because they got guys in and off of the injury list. So.
On a bright note, Jordy's touchdown catch.
Yeah, that was
that
nice.
That was fun.
Yep,
that was impressive.
That's old time. It's going back to what we got used to.
It was classic Jordy, you know, fighting for the ball, getting it in the air. And it was classic Rodgers where he's basically off his feet, just kind of flicked it all arm and wrist. And so... That was a fun play.
Yep.
So we talked about Montgomery, looked good at running back. Cobb, not so much. He was out, you know, most of the game. He was active for the game, but we weren't playing him, kind of probably if we needed him. So for some reason, it's a, you know, we have decent field position, and McCarthy decides, I'm going to put in the guy who's completely cold because he hasn't played all game. Let him run the ball. Cobb gets the ball, runs it to the outside, fumbles on the play, and we give the ball away.
Yeah.
Seemed like an unnecessary risk with an injured player at that stage in the game to me.
So we basically have decided to give up on a running back.
No. We supposedly – did we sign Joik Bell?
I don't remember if we did or not.
Because going into the game, that was the big news, that we were going to sign on Monday. I don't think I've actually seen that.
I haven't either.
Okay. So – I mean, it's 2016. Who needs a running back?
Well, we got Jackson, who's like, when they hand it off to him, he does. Seems like he does pretty good.
Yeah, I like how he looks when he gets it, but he's not getting the touches. I don't know why.
And then we got the Kuhn 2.0. Ripkowski is still looking impressive.
He's a hard runner, and I like you just said, his lead blocking. He looks good. He looks like Kuhn. In everything really but the name.
Richard Rogers. We finally got to use Rogers to Rogers.
You mean Lazarus, the guy who rose from the dead. One week we talk about how he's disappeared. The next week he decides, oh, that's a good point. I should try. He actually had quite a few passes. He did have a key drop as well. But,
yeah.
I mean, he had a good game, I'd say, overall. Interesting to see. It'll be interesting when Jared Cook comes back. I'm not sure when that's going to be.
Well, then you got the guy who everybody thinks of, a travel agency, Perillo. that might be a little dating myself, but what the hell.
I have no idea what
But
that
he played
means.
A lot.
He did play a lot. He actually played well. He got open a lot. He got really open a lot, so that's good to see.
Sometimes the ball didn't make it to him when he was open a lot.
Yeah. Offensive line, our big golden star on the season so far. What do you think?
He didn't have a very good game.
No. The line itself just did not look great.
You know,
they kind of got pushed around.
That's where I was going to go. I like the old term of, it looked like they were on roller skates. And so they were getting pushed backwards. And they really did. I can't imagine what the score would have been if we didn't have a quarterback that could scramble. Because Rodgers was all over.
Yeah. No, he was. And again, he was doing a lot with his feet as far as running for first downs. I think he had close to 50 yards rushing. So Lane Taylor on the offensive line, I'd say he had the worst game of any of them.
Okay.
It's weird to have to worry about a guy on the offensive line this year because I feel like, you know, they've played steady as a whole. We haven't had to single out a single person once this year so far.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe it's our off week. They'll get it back together. We'll see.
That's all we can do.
Let's talk about defense. Let's move on. Defense.
That didn't go so good either.
Oh, really? Gah. No, it did not.
and I think a lot of that it goes back to injuries and dealing with the players that you have. I think it really hurt us to have Clay on the sideline. They can really take it to Peppers.
It hurt us more than I expected to have Clay out, because I know in past years he's been the key. You know, he's what makes the defense run. But I felt like more this year, having him out, we would be able to cover up that deficiency there. We have Daniels, Perry, Peppers. No, we did not.
No.
It showed, especially showed in the middle of the field, that we weren't getting the rush in time, so they were picking us apart with those crossing routes or slant routes or drag routes. It hurt. It didn't look good. Capers' game plan did not work. He was blitzing a lot. And for the amount we blitzed and for how poorly their offensive line has been playing this year, we should have had more than two sacks.
I agree. We missed one for sure. Clinton Dix missed one. He just bounced off.
Had one, missed one.
Yeah. He actually ended up having some pretty good numbers for the game.
But. Yeah, he did. So his plan didn't work, Capers. But it's a fine line when it comes to football. There's just if one, two, three things went differently, we'd be saying he had a great game plan.
Right. Well, it's like if you go back on the offensive side of the ball, some of these guys would have caught the ball when it was thrown to him. And I think that's where Rodgers is really at fault a lot of times, is because he has to have confidence in guys. And if he loses it, he's just going to stare down the guys he's going to throw to no matter what.
Yeah, I felt like we saw that more this game than we ever had before. Yeah. Rodgers is not known for a stare down your receiver as a stare down your receiver quarterback, but he did. He did today or Sunday.
Yeah, totally. So. And it's not like it's a couple of goofballs, which we are, but that are just coming up with it as a possible reason for it not working. I mean, it was blatant that you could see it, that that's what he was doing. All right, back on the defensive side of the ball.
You mentioned that HaHa had a good game. I agree. He had good numbers, too. He had a tackle, two assists, half a sack, and two interceptions, which is big. Unfortunately, he did F up the biggest play of the game. And I know, just a little caveat for you, he did get nicked on the play.
Nicked meaning that somebody was just able to get a shoulder into him.
Yeah, and he's a tough quarterback to bring down.
He's a big boy.
He is. He's like a Roethlisberger.
He is. That's a very good comparison, yep.
So he had a good game overall. Gunter had safety help. This is another thing that we changed. I don't know why. Gunter had safety help last week. He played well. It worked well. So this week we took away his safety help. He struggled. We struggled. Why?
Well, and why? The other thing that we've talked about before is why is it when you have history and you can say it works better if he has X, and then, okay, halftime, let's bring back X.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah, exactly.
All right.
So I'd say overall we can agree defense not so great. Couple, you know, flashes that look good, with especially with HaHa. But for the most part, Colts took advantage of the mismatches in the passing game very well.
Yeah. Seemed like they were, their game plan was way better, but it's probably a lot more they executed the plan.
Better. Yeah, exactly. And smart. Wow. And
I wish this was video just to see the look on
his face. It's a brain fart. Like every word I'm about to say come out at once.
Okay.
Andrew Luck is a smart player. He knows you have a wide receiver on a linebacker going out to the sideline. That's who you're throwing to. It's just he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I agree.
Special teams, I'd say we have a bit more to talk about this week with special teams than we have in the past.
Well, we didn't get to see the opening kickoff that the Colts returned because the game didn't switch over in time for us. That's why you paid
corporate America $400
for the DirecTV package. That kick coverage unit, what happened?
I don't know. They were playing old school wedge style coverage. You know, they banned the wedge where you have the guys holding hands and right. But that's pretty much what they were doing without the holding hands,
right.
Which is, you know, still illegal. And they had linemen running down the field. It's just they saw something on film and they did well to take advantage
of
it.
They did.
Yep. They ran back the opening kick. The next one came back, past the 50, I think.
Yep.
And Janis, I know he wasn't the sole person at fault, but he seemed to overrun his coverage both times rather than staying to contain. So eager on his part, but not smart.
I think he could take some lessons from Montgomery on how to use your blockers.
Yeah. So, not good. Davis, the rookie, he's now our sole kick returner. He had been sharing duties. It seems to just be him now. And I like what I see from him. He's fast, seems to know what he's doing out there. We haven't had many issues with him. So, that's good to see. Shum, what do you think of Shum?
Good game.
Good game.
Yep.
Very good game. Up until he shanked it.
Oh, at the end.
Yeah, he you can tell right away when he kicks it. You see it just goes off the side of his foot.
It's not like, oh, no, stay in. Yeah. It's boink. It's going off to the side.
So that was a bummer because he had been having a really good game.
We missed a field goal. That wasn't, what was it, a 40-yarder, I think?
I might have, yeah, probably.
I can't remember.
High 30s, low 40s.
Okay. But so that wasn't good.
And that came back to be very important.
Mm-hmm.
Colts overall are very good at dropping their kicks in at the 1 yard line, forcing a return. I was impressed by that. Yeah. It seemed like every time they had that down.
I agree. And that seems to be working for some teams really well. New England kind of started off.
Yeah,
the year
Belichick
with it.
Kicked that off. Yeah.
All right. So overall
I'd say some. In my opinion, some dumb calls by the Colts and some weird calls by the refs. There was some weird calls that went in our favor. Made the game closer than it should have been. The score, like we said before, doesn't really relay how we played.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it was bad all the way around.
It was.
This is like
not
going back
to
70s and 80s Packer football.
I wasn't around.
No, you weren't. This is something they talked about, and you could see it. They were talking about the field conditions.
Yeah.
And that's why?
It's NFL football. There's so much money in it. Figure it out. There's no excuse for bad field. We had the Hall of Fame game canceled between these same two teams because of the Lambeau field conditions.
No, it wasn't the Lambeau field conditions.
I think it was, wasn't it?
No, the Hall of Fame game's playing in Canton.
Oh, you're right.
But it was, they were trying to, I mean, it's like, you guys just, going back to that one, you guys just figured it out 2 days before the game that you weren't going to be able to hold it on that field? So,
I don't know why they couldn't get it figured out. Guys were slipping all over the place.
Both teams. It wasn't just, one or the other.
And then we just kind of what we talked about, we're such an on and off team where X seems to work great and then all of a sudden not at all. Y seems to work great, then not at all. We're so off and on, it makes it really frustrating to watch as a fan because you don't know what to hold out hope for.
Yeah, and you don't get that feeling anymore. I mean, you still have it kind of in the back of your head. And you're like, okay, we can still pull this out. We can still pull this out. But then all of a sudden, you're like, no, we're just not playing the way we should, so we can't. So.
Exactly. And then we did have some comments put on the group. Josh Snuggy, I know we asked him last year.
Panaski.
I hope that's correct. I apologize if it's not.
So hopefully he doesn't spit out his
beer
when he hears it.
Feel free to correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah, we'll forget again.
But he wrote in, so go ahead.
He just said that, want to let you know my 2 cents on it. My wife and I were at the game. It was fun, despite the loss. The squirrel was the best part of the game. Him and the Badger band post game. You want to just explain the squirrel?
Yeah, the squirrel. Well, at first it wasn't a big deal because he was on the other side of the field from where they were playing. But then all of a sudden he's in the end zone when we're in the red zone and you're watching guys try to catch it and he's dodging the net. And
he's a fast little guy. Sign him.
That was funny. In the game we went to last year,
they
had to stop the game because of a squirrel. So
and it's like a conspiracy.
It is. They're trying to grow the fan base. They're trying to get into Mexico, get into London. It's really also kind of hitting its stride in the squirrel community.
Josh says, we sat in the middle of the south end zone. Great area. In rows 3 and 4, we had players' view of that opening kickoff. The Colts must have known something about our kick coverage because they had 2 linemen lead blocking for the returners. I could have returned that kickoff. Josh, really? The O-line looked meh. The O-line looked meh at best. Rodgers passed over multiple open receivers. That's what we said. Defense was okay, but the front 7 allowed old man Gore to run over them. That was tough to see.
Yeah. I feel like we got to such a point with our run defense that we were so proud of that. And, we could hang our hat on that even if other things weren't looking good. And every week it's gotten worse.
Yep, I agree. So that's pretty much it. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. We love, you know, it's always great to get insight into folks who were actually at the game. And stop, would you?
I'm not
just
doing
anything.
I'm not doing
anything. Stop pointing. I'm getting there.
I wanted to give credit to Glenn as well.
Well, I was getting there.
No, you weren't.
I was too.
Go ahead.
No.
Now that you're there.
Nope.
All right, I'll go then. You drink your drink. So Glenn Galloway also wrote in, disappointing performance in all three phases of play last Sunday. As for getting to Mr. Luck, hulking quarterbacks such as Luck are not easy to corral. Ha Ha had him dead to rights, but if Ha Ha goes for the legs, it's 15 yards. If Ha Ha had hit Luck up high, likely the same result, a roughing the passer penalty and a Colts first down. So Ha Ha aims for the hips and merely glances off the Colts play calling lumberjack. Result? First down Colts. Given the protection that the current rules provide for the quarterback, what was Ha-Ha or most other defensive backs to do?
Well, my opinion is it's not quite as a dire situation as Glenn says. I mean, we do have areas that we can tackle the quarterback, and it's more about the technique that you do and the body parts that you're going after. He's a big boy. But,
well, and... You might not agree, but I think Ha Ha kind of got nicked.
All right, so there we go. Glenn, you got your 15 seconds of fame.
And we appreciate everyone that writes in. Put it on the group. We want to, you know, we'll put it on the show. We love the conversation on there. So you want to move on to picks?
Yeah, I think something's missing here.
What's missing?
Game ball.
Oops.
So... You get to pick it.
All right.
Hey, here is this week's game ball.
I'm going to go with Ha Ha Clinton Dix. Even though he did get nicked and missed the big sack, I'm going to go with him. He had a good game overall. He had, you know, the tackle, the two assists, half a sack, two interceptions. Ha Ha.
All right, Ha Ha. Just text Sean. You got his number, and then we'll get that out to you. So thanks for listening again. So last week's picks.
I picked Lions. You picked Vikings. Went to overtime.
Yep.
On a very exciting 58-yard field goal, Lions win the game with Golden Tate diving butt first into the face of the Vikings defender.
That is true. So Sean got that one. I got it wrong. But, you know, it's how can it be wrong when the Vikings lose?
That you should always pick against or pick for the Vikings. You should always pick the Vikings because if they win, you're right. You win the pick.
There you go.
If they lose, you're wrong, but you win. Because they lost.
So there you go, folks.
That's a life lesson.
Colts at Packers. We both picked the Packers. That means that Sean now is up one for the year on the NFC North picks.
As things should be.
This week's picks, the Bears at Buccaneers.
Who are you going with?
Man, you know, I don't even know what the record the Buccaneers have. Do you?
No, let's say 3-4. 3-5. 4-4. I don't know what they are.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers.
I'm going to go with the Bears.
Okay. Vikings at Redskins. Your pick.
This is a tough one.
Okay, just take your time. Nobody's waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to add in the cricket noise later? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Redskins.
That's who I'm going with as well.
No, you got to take the other
and
one.
And the Packers at Titans. I'll pick the Packers.
I'll pick the Packers.
No, you got... So best I can hope for is that we tie it back up again with the Buccaneers beating the Bears.
All right. Basically.
All right.
Unless you want to switch over to the Vikings.
So moving on, what's your final words of wisdom?
My final words of wisdom.
As we wrap things up here, it says right there on the script.
Hmm. I don't know. I was not ready for
you
this.
You hear the crickets? They're not outside. They're in between his ears.
My final words of wisdom are to join the Facebook group because you'll love it. You'll have a great time. And thank you for everyone who wrote in this week. It's fun to have that on there. feel free to do it again next week. We'll get you on the show.
Yeah, and suggestions, comments, please put them there. Also,
dirty looks.
When you on iTunes or wherever you get the podcast, if you're downloading them from anywhere, please rate it, comment there as well.
Help us grow the show.
It really helps a lot. So
yep.
Thank you so much. Put away the sharp objects until the next game. Until then,
go Pack go.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack go.